Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
We're back. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High. We're back again. Back again for another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promise times of refreshing are upon us. The time to rediscover the ancient truths. The time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness, must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten, my truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things. Precious truths. That men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light, when all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed, when indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to light, must be revealed, let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud, hallelujah.
Yes, well, my brothers and sisters, we're back. Yes, indeed, I thank the Most High that we're back again. Yes, we're back again for another episode. Another very, very precious, precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Edim Yah, of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Indeed, so very thankful to the Most High, very thankful to the Most High for this precious opportunity. Yes, for this very precious opportunity. For the healing, for the blessing, the restoration, the awakening of our people. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, directly has he told me, that I must tell you things, yes, then indeed I must tell you things, that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. Yes, my brothers and sisters, I dare say if they could. I said, if they could, to destroy. But the Most High has a plan, my brothers and sisters. Yes, he does. The Most High has a plan, a blessed promise, by which he foreswore that he shall bring forth the redemption of our people. Yes, the redemption of our people beyond every illusion, every lie that has been a damning, deluding influence to the destruction of our people. Yes, my brothers and sisters, now for many generations. It's time we understand the truth, my brothers and sisters. As much I want to speak to you about tonight. I said as much I want to speak to you about tonight, but I'm certain that it is the, some might say somewhat esoteric ideas, precepts that must be restored to mind. To begin to truly comprehend the gravity of that of which I would speak tonight. So I would truly pray the Most High to aid the minds, to strengthen the hearts, to discern. I said, my brothers and sisters, to discern what for a long time has not been discerned. That men should discern and realize, my brothers and sisters, the value and the preciousness. I said the value and the preciousness of what is, my brothers and sisters, and always will be the everlasting truth. Here, my brothers and sisters, it's time we understand the real meaning of so much scripture that seems to have escaped, let's say, the consciousness of so many. In the book of Yohanan, my brothers and sisters, they call it John, we see what is a direct reflection of Genesis 1 and 1. Let us understand what it means. In the beginning, Yah created the heaven and the earth. My brothers and sisters, we must understand what this means. It means that all things that exist, if they are to have perpetuity according to purpose, must function according to the expressed will of the One Most High. If we are to understand this, my brothers and sisters, I could speak about what's also written in Isaiah 45. Most High said concerning him, concerning his children, we are to ask of him, for it is he, hear me, my brothers and sisters, it is he that decides whether what men do shall be ultimately unto good or unto evil. Good, my brothers and sisters, and blessing are unto my brothers and sisters destruction. Time we understand, my brothers and sisters, that it is Yah who made heaven and earth. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, we must realize it is He and His order that is that unto which we all must seek and aspire. For there is no pattern for existence but that which Yah Himself has declared. He is the maker, and there is, my brothers and sisters, no other salvation, no other constancy, but that which is in perfect accord to the thoughts of his mind. John 1 and 1, in the beginning was the Word was with Yah, and Yah was, and the Word was Yah. My brothers and sisters, let me see if I can explain this very much more clearly. It means from the very beginning, the Most High declared the premises upon which all things exist. His thoughts, his mind, his vision. It is constant harmony. No deviation. No contradiction in it. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, that word is eternal. That word is life. That word is a constant standard. It does not change. John 1 and 2, the same was in the beginning with Yah. Now, brothers and sisters, please understand the word for beginning in the Hebrew also relates to that which is eternal. It means, my brothers and sisters, either man seeks what is initial foundation and the perpetuity of it, the preserver of that eternal conscience. Else, my brothers and sisters, man falls short of being found worthy unto life, peace, rest, and harmony. Please understand, my brothers and sisters, time we comprehend. The word of life, the word of Yah, eternal life is the attainment of a word without contradiction. And my brothers and sisters, we must come to aspire beyond all the variant contradictions of man, the variant opinions of man. What indeed is that pure and perfect word? Many say that they believe in the Most High. They say they believe in the Anointed One. But the question must be asked, my brothers and sisters, have men truly believed in a word beyond contradiction? Or dare we say that the Creator denies, defies, and defiles the constancy that is Himself? Think again, my brothers and sisters, Most High, despite all the varying misopinions of man, does not change. Here, my brothers and sisters, it's time we discern It's time we discern again what is the reality. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. It's time we discern the truth. Listen to what it says in Yohanan 1 and 3. All things were made by him. That means all things were ordered, set into order, to remain after that order. All that, my brothers and sisters, then is defined as having life was a construct of his mind. And without him or outside his order, was not anything made that was made. I would even go as far as to say, my brothers and sisters, outside his order, nothing is bound to continue to exist. Yohanan 1 and 4, in him was life. In him, with him, of him. I didn't say if anything departed from him is life. Man was told the day that he sins, the day that he departs from the precepts of the Most High, he shall die. My brothers and sisters, what that means, even the word for death relates to the idea that was apart from life. How about apart from life, from Yah? The day that man chose to sin, walking after the devices, the deceits of another. You need to understand something, my brothers and sisters. The nature of the adversary is he's always sought to intrude upon, pollute, corrupt, defile the precepts of what is eternal. That me and my brothers and sisters fall short of, even wind up not discerning it, my brothers and sisters, cursing the very pattern of life itself. John 1 and 4 again, Yohanan 1 and 4, in him was life. And the life in him was, how about constancy? A pure and perfect precept. That because it is pure and perfect, there's nothing within it, my brothers and sisters, to deny its constancy. And that word, my brothers and sisters, is the light. How about the invariant word that man must capture, my brothers and sisters, the engrafted word that men must seek for the fullness that it is? Unto the preservation, the making worthy, having worth. Yes, my brothers and sisters, the salvation of the soul. What is written? Every good and perfect gift comes from the Most High, who is the Father of light, and whom there is no variableness nor shadow of change. We are also told, my brothers and sisters, we must understand that we must receive the engrafted word, which is able to save our souls. For this reason, we read these scriptures at, we need to look at the entirety of the concepts that I had, Jacob, we call him, James. How about 1 and 1, then through 8, through 17, even through 21. My brothers and sisters, it says, though we be scattered among the nations, we must understand it is not the rulers of the nations who divide this world who decide life or death. It's not they who decide, my brothers and sisters, whether one will have eternal life, whether one will be a partaker in the resurrection. It's not the rulers of the world who make this decision. But it is Yah himself. I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters. Scripture says, though we be scattered among the nations, our faith, our perseverance must still yet, my brothers and sisters, be unto a perfect work, completely all that the Most High requires. If we lack wisdom, it didn't say that you would find it necessary among the children of Babylon. It did not say that you find truth, my brothers and sisters, amidst a world of madness and contradiction. It said, my brothers and sisters, if we are to be faithful unto the will of one, we must seek the one. We must seek Yah, ask of Yah himself, petition diligently of Yah himself. And if any man be double-minded concerning this, then how about my brothers and sisters even believing that he shall have life according to contradiction, or is not steadfast unto the absolute truth? The scripture says, my brothers and sisters, if we are not diligent for the perfect truth,
according to the Shema, we are to realize that Yah is one, that we must love him, seek him with all our minds, hearts, souls, and might for all that he requires, and this is how we show love to one another. We must realize it is because of man's lack of diligence pursuing the will of Yah that we see a mass of contradictions in the earth, that we see a mass of illusions being preserved, that we see a world that was commanded that it must convert, that it remained as it has remained, subject to mass illusion, differences of opinion. And many, my brothers and sisters, because they have not seen the greater will of Yah, have even felt that it was their right to maintain, my brothers and sisters, differences of opinion, contradictions, self-righteous ambitions, which could never give glory unto Yah. The difference between carnal mind and spiritual mind, my brothers and sisters, that carnal mind seeks to comfort and appease itself after its own designs and desires. It's pleased not to seek beyond itself. But my brothers and sisters, spiritual mind knows to seek the Most High for all that he requires and is not satisfied to all that his divine will is brought to pass. Blessed are they then, my brothers and sisters, will understand. What is the word of Yah? What is the word of life? What is eternal life? I will say this, my brothers and sisters, till again in the earth, there's a word. Until the earth, my brothers and sisters, becomes again a habitation, until the souls of men become a habitation, attaining word beyond all contradiction. My brothers and sisters, the souls of men have not been made to have genuine worth. And my brothers and sisters, none has attained genuinely unto life. I would have you to understand, my brothers and sisters, the Most High does not confirm nor seal under the preservation a single word or idea, my brothers and sisters, that is not true to himself. He does not defile his name. Isaiah 48. Ultimately relates the idea of woe to those who call upon the name of the Most High, but not in truth nor in righteousness. All must be refined, for he will not give his glory or his honor, or even his, if you will, my brothers and sisters, his peace, his title, to any other. Please read Isaiah 48, 1 through, 10 through 11. It's very important to understand these precepts. Again, my brothers and sisters, till on the earth there's a word, a soul that has become a habitation, attaining a word, a pure, perfect word from above, beyond all worldly contradiction, beyond all worldly intrusion, beyond all worldly defilement, beyond all obstacles against discerning the greater truth, because man must be a disciple of the Most High. My brothers and sisters, till then, there is none that is genuinely attained life. Strong words, I know. But I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters. There's a reason why Messiah, Revelation 19, 11 through 21, is called the Word of Yah, reproving all the nations. Why? Word of Yah, Word of Life, synonymous. Wherever the nations of the world, my brothers and sisters, in their politicizations have sought to keep the people blinded, not understanding that contradiction is death, my brothers and sisters, Messiah must come to reprove all the nations. He says, out of his mouth come a sharp two-edged sword, a word without contradiction, a word, my brothers and sisters, that discerns the thoughts and intents of the heart, the nature of every soul. Scripture says he would discipline the nations with a rod of iron. Again, a word without contradiction, without compromise. A word absolute, my brothers and sisters, for Yah himself, again, my brothers and sisters, does not waver. He does not change. It's time we understand what it means when it says, Yah so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. A world wavering in its differences, Most High gave it one, will come forth one day according to the scripture says, according to what the scripture says, saying, morning by morning is the Most High caused my ears to hear the teaching, and I've not turned back the rebellious way. That I should have a word to declare, that I should know a word to declare the weary.
my brothers and sisters, that he exceed all the unrighteousness of all the rulers of the earth. Please understand Isaiah 51:5. For the scripture says, this one shall also ask in that day, why when I came was there no man? Why was none mature enough to discern my questions and grant to me an answer? It says, because your leaders haven't taught you what all you need to know. I will tell you, my brothers and sisters, that I spent a moment earlier today, the best I could see is out of body. When I realized I hadn't breathed for a while, it was a sudden jerk back to take again another breath. Out of body for a moment, my brothers and sisters, all I heard from the heavenly hosts is that the leaders of this world have been absolutely worthless and that they have taught men nothing. My brothers and sisters, long ago, the Most High admonished me concerning this, and it made it all the more plain. Isaiah 59:8, the way of peace men have not known. My brothers and sisters, the only offering the Most High, being one, will respect and honor in this world, is peace, true to himself, no contradiction. That alone is faith and faithfulness unto the will of one. If men are saved by faith, made one by faith, then my brothers and sisters, it must be by faithfulness unto one that we finally have peace. That we, my brothers and sisters, finally will manifest the good, complete, and whole works that are the workmanship of the one Most High. Nothing less. I repeat, my brothers and sisters, nothing less is viable to be called by his name. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, for a long time, though men have refused to know it, a world has functioned after utter damnation and lifelessness where there has been none to heal. No intercessor, my brothers and sisters, of consummate conscience, seeking awareness of all that is necessary to bring forth life. Think about it. Is any soul healed, whole, healthy? If any of the necessary functions of his existence, of his life, of his soul, if any of a man's created mechanism is in any way off kilter, is he, my brothers and sisters, functioning at the full efficiency that the Most High calls worthy unto his name? What I'm saying to you, my brothers and sisters, if a man denies even the least precept of the Most High, can he genuinely say that he's given all due honor unto the Most High after the order which from the beginning the Most High said, in the creation of man must be eternal? The thoughts of man, my brothers and sisters, must become one with his Creator. And if we understand it well, my brothers and sisters, we understand that that too is a part of the very name of the Messiah, the very name of the Most High. Yah with Yah is Yah. He says, I am the great I am that I am, not as I am not. And only those, my brothers and sisters, who can prove that they are in all things true to his oneness, desirous of all that pleases him, they alone, my brothers and sisters, have offered a vow worthy unto the one Most High. We must understand, my brothers and sisters, we must understand that Yah has from the beginning established an ideal. Man and all things must seek to be true to it. I said before that man was created as an anointed being. My brothers and sisters, that means a being that is not satisfied. Remember, the Holy Spirit teaches all things, no lie in it, bringing all things to remembrance. The scripture says, comfort ye, O my people. It speaks of the Holy Spirit as a comforter. But the very words I've said it before, nacham and metanoia, comfort ye, repent ye, O my people. Both words, my brothers and sisters, relate the need that we all discern. There's no end to the searching of all that is divine understanding if we are to please in all things him. There's comfort ye, O my people. It's talking about man seeking beyond his individual ideals. To discern, my brothers and sisters, the pleasure, what pleases the Most High, beyond all the variant divisions of misorientation that men have created and dared to call civilization. Here, my brothers and sisters, it's time we understand. The time we realize, my brothers and sisters, that the kingdom of Yah, for it to be manifested according to all prophecy, requires, I said, my brothers and sisters, requires, if we overcome all the marks of the beast, the standards of the nations that refuse to reason together as one, must transcend all the contradictions of false rule, must transcend all the varying misopinions of men. And my brothers and sisters, we must understand, since the word of life is a word without contradiction, you must understand, my brothers and sisters, well, lives do matter. Men must come to understand that lies murder. Which then, my brothers and sisters, shall we say matter unto eternal life? Is it the life or is it the lie? What matters in Babylon, my brothers and sisters? Is it life or is it a lie? Or is it life, my brothers and sisters? Which? I would have you to understand, my brothers and sisters, the purpose of Babylon is to assure that none attains to a pure and perfect word. The nature of a lie is that it always has in it some measure of a contradiction or confusion against the reality. How about against Yah? How about against the realization of truth? Shall we say that deception shall endure forever? Wake up time, my brothers and sisters. Wake up time indeed. Dare men worship a multitude of contradictions, confusions, and damnations and say that it shall be eternal? Salvation, eternal life, is not after the contradictions of this world. We're commanded to seek Yah, lest we fall after the imperfect and polluted ways of contradiction and death. Time we understand that, my brothers and sisters, man was created to be a habitation of the Holy Spirit. How about a pure and perfect word? But my brothers and sisters, that's what man was anointed with from the very beginning. And the day man allowed himself to be tricked aside from that pure word, yes, my brothers and sisters, began to die. Dare men say that they shall, think about it, man was kicked out of paradise for believing a lie. Shall man preserve the lie and say he shall yet have paradise? Think again. What is written, my brothers and sisters, Yah shall keep in perfect peace, even unto life. How about, my brothers and sisters, those whose thoughts, whose minds are stayed upon him? I said, stayed upon him not to stray, but to remain steadfast after him. My brothers and sisters, when those verses are related in Isaiah 26, do we refuse to understand, or should we just simply take note? That Isaiah 25 before it, in Isaiah 24, it says there must be an end to confusion, to chaos, to the unrest wrought of a multitude of worldly contradictions then, that indeed, again, we might have life. Our brothers and sisters, we have to understand that either, my brothers and sisters, we seek the Most High for all that is His will, knowing that the truth unto life has transcended all the rulers of the world. Our brothers and sisters, we follow after the lords of death. For the fact is, Messiah said it well, but few have understood it. He said, no man comes to the Father but by him. Our brothers and sisters, there are those who believe because they read what they see on a printed page and gather what they will of what is called the commandments. My brothers and sisters, I want you to understand, Messiah said, no man come to the Father but by him. Meaning that his commands are not understood, my brothers and sisters, but by his call first. I regret to say that even though the scriptures tell us that in the name of the Most High, we must all speak the same thing. No lie in it. There are those, my brothers and sisters, who believe that they are delivered because they say they observe the Sabbaths and the feasts and the new moons, but my brothers and sisters, not discerning the word that in these precious times must be preserved. And as such, my brothers and sisters, they preserve what the scriptures call in Isaiah 29, the precepts and doctrines of men. And my brothers and sisters, they've snared themselves in idolatry, the vanities and the constraints of their own hearts. Even the holy days of the Most High. And most, my brothers and sisters, not having ever seen to truly discern the gospel of the kingdom of Yah, the word of peace which transcends all the nations, but trust in their multitude of rulers. That those, my brothers and sisters, but never having seen or discerned the righteousness of Yah, are easily deceived by a standard far less. There's a reason why Messiah himself must appear. As I've said to you before, my brothers and sisters, the nature of carnal mind is that man oftentimes seeks to be satisfied with the vision of his own heart. That's the nature of carnal mind. The spiritual mind always seeks to please the Most High. I will tell you something, my brothers and sisters. I wanted to get at this a little bit, but I'm just going to say this if I don't get a chance to say this later on, because there's so much more I want to tell you about. I want you to think about it. Solomon, reading the book of Ecclesiastes, oftentimes talked about the weariness he had with constantly seeking wisdom. But wisdom still, my brothers and sisters, is the utmost precious thing. I will tell you, my brothers and sisters, Solomon became satisfied, somewhat satisfied as a king. And as far as his reign was concerned, in so many ways, my brothers and sisters, having gained all that a man could possibly gain after rudiments of this world, what is called precious in this world, my brothers and sisters, in some levels, you could still say that Solomon, in some ways, fell short of what was ultimately intended for one who was ultimately to be an eternal king in the kingdom of Yah. I will tell you just something, just stop and consider for a minute. Messiah, on the other hand, according to the scriptures, will be one, my brothers and sisters, who have to rise to attain to what is his power unto the redemption of his people. Will not be satisfied, the scripture says, until all that is divine worship and all that is divine pleasure is revived. And my brothers and sisters, his people are the head and not the tail. But my brothers and sisters, I want you to understand, even in millennial reign, when he rules, yes, my brothers and sisters, even during that time when he rules over all the nations, Messiah will not be satisfied till he prepares his people to transcend and survive, my brothers and sisters, what the scriptures has already declared should come at the end of the millennial reign. But again, my brothers and sisters, the adversary, the scripture says, will be released from his prison and will go forth to deceive the nations. How many understand, my brothers and sisters, that it's because men have not obeyed the Shema, not understood that when the scripture says, love the Most High with all your mind, heart, soul, and might, it means wait for and seek after him. This we must do to full efficacy, lest we become, my brothers and sisters, rather than those who would be counted a help and a blessing to their brother. We be counted, my brothers and sisters, among those who are being less than diligent. We be counted, my brothers and sisters, obstacles, even enemies, against the peace and salvation of mankind. For our people, my brothers and sisters, are still yet being destroyed for lack of knowledge. We must understand, my brothers and sisters, we must understand. Like I say, many say they believe Yah. They say they believe his Messiah. Well, let me tell you something, my brothers and sisters. Messiah is his word, is the word of Yah. Have men believed to have faith as faithful in the word? Again, I ask, without contradiction. Or have men trusted in mass misrepresentation? Confusion, Babylon, the marks of the beast, the marks and standards of the beastly nation that refuse to reason. And my brothers and sisters, the scriptures never promised life and peace. But those, my brothers and sisters, overcome this contradiction. That my brothers and sisters, that in overcoming the world and all its differences, they move and convert from death unto life. I want you to understand, says my brothers and sisters, as it's written in Hebrews 5th, for example. I said it in Hebrews 5th for one example. Think about it. The scripture says Messiah himself offered vehement cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death. What does it say about the matrix of this world system, my brothers and sisters, that in its multitude of contradictions, our brothers and sisters, if they were to remain, such contradictions would remain even in the mind of Messiah, it would not be life. Here, my brothers and sisters, the Messiah himself humbled himself to conform himself to the seeking of the Most High above all else. As it says in Hebrews 5, offering vehement cries and tears unto Yah to save him from death. My brothers and sisters, what does it mean to say for others? What then is this system, my brothers and sisters, of contradiction? Hear me. When the scripture says in Isaiah 50, that the Most High sent his Messiah, according to Isaiah 28, it says in the last days he will say morning by morning, as the Most High caused my ears to hear the teaching, I've not turned back the rebellious way. And I should know how to declare a word to those weary. What it means, my brothers, is those still yet polluted after the misconceits of the nations. How about to declare a pure word? Amos 8:11-12 said there will be a time that men will go to and fro seeking the word of Yah. How about the pure word of Yah? The pure word of life. It's a word without contradiction. But Yah is one. And we'll seek the word of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, the word of life, and would not find it. It means Messiah must too. According to Isaiah 51-5. According to Isaiah 49, need to read 49:1-6. It says Messiah himself would wake up and realize I need to transcend all vanity, knowing the Most High called him for something much greater, that he would seek the Most High, that Yah become his strength. I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, Isaiah 50:10-11 says that if man continues to walk after his vanities in any way, far better that he should seek to serve Yah. Seek out, my brothers and sisters, him whom the Most High has called his servant, called by even the very name of the Father. A name, my brothers and sisters, the scripture said he would reveal to whom he will in his time, Isaiah 62:2. Revelation. Revelation, my brothers and sisters. 3:12, 2:17. 19:11-21, there's a reason why he also calls himself the word of Yah. Blessed are they who will understand, my brothers and sisters. I said, blessed are they who will understand. And when it says all who call upon the name of the Most High is not calling upon the Most High after their own vanities, but according to a direction which the Most High himself has given. Faith unto faithfulness unto the will of one is not after the diverse ideals of many. It is, in fact, my brothers and sisters, without question, the gift of Yah. I can only tell you the precepts that we're speaking now. Spoken about this before on the show. I remember when first anointed, there was a stream of ideas, magnificent ideas that came to mind. Many of them are in an article that's a bit of psaltery that's on my website, hiddengospel.com. An article in particular, a bit of psaltery that is there. Hiddengospel.com, putting up in the chat now. One called Thoughts. And Afterthoughts. Thoughts and Afterthoughts on contradiction versus dictions. It may be just simply, I put up the hiddengospel.com/thoughts and afterthoughts. It may be thoughts, just simply thoughts, afterthoughts. somebody would, they could possibly put that up for me. But I believe that that's close to it. It's at hiddengospel.com/thoughts-after-thoughts. I'm pretty sure that's it. Thoughts-after-thoughts. I can only tell you that I was told a lot of things at that moment. Millions of concepts rushing through the mind in matters of seconds. And I can only say, at the time of that anointing, concerning the spirit the Most High was placing in me, I can only say that I was full well willing to give myself over to it, but I knew the world needed the inferences of that mind far more than my own. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that only someone who is willing to consider the plan and the purpose of the Most High more important even than his own soul, even than his own self. Is worthy under the plan of life. So given these concepts consideration, my brothers and sisters, I know there's lately been a lot said about the so-called Black Lives Matter movement. Some would say simply that lives matter. I would say that lives do matter, my brothers and sisters. But we must understand what is the plan of life. You must understand, my brothers and sisters, that much as lives do matter, lies, my brothers and sisters, murder. And if we understand it, remember Messiah, the scripture said of him, he offered vehement cries and tears, and him who was able to save him from death. What else then can we say that this world of politicizations and contradictions is anything else but a matrix of death? No political system, my brothers and sisters, anywhere is viable. I repeat, no political system anywhere is viable under the reconciliation and healing, my brothers and sisters, and the regathering and the peace of a people called to holiness. I want you to think about it. Scripture says the kings of the earth have taken counsel against the Most High and against his anointed in Psalms 2. You need to understand, my brothers and sisters, that all the rulers, in order to preserve their pulpits and thrones, preserve the ideals of their particular nations, their nations filled with compromise, they would prefer that most not even realize that the salvation the Most High has intended, he said, in Jerusalem shall be deliverance to a remnant whom the Most High has called. And those who never want people to realize that the salvation the Most High speaks of is upon this earth. Meaning that the Most High, according to so much scripture, Jeremiah, for instance, 30 through 31, so much other scripture, my brothers and sisters, relates again and again, the Most High has to bring his people from their variant allegiance to all the contradictions of the nations. From the beastly nation that refused to reason as one, that he might establish unto himself a holy people under one king. Such was the dispensation of the gospel. The Messiah said, all power from on high has been given unto me. Go forth therefore and teach all the nations everything that he commanded. Declare, my brothers and sisters, the supreme rule above all the rulers of the nations. Messiah was called Shashan Shah, King of Kings, for just that reason. Declaring, my brothers and sisters, the one way of peace. But we should understand, my brothers and sisters, in that Babylon, this world of contradiction, this world of confusion, my brothers and sisters, seeks to preserve itself through the preservation of confusion, even causing men, my brothers and sisters, to fight and contend one against another after standards, my brothers and sisters, far from the truth. My brothers and sisters, we have to realize that genuine life or word beyond contradiction has not been ever the concern of Babylon. In fact, Babylon's concern, my brothers and sisters, is that men never awaken to that word beyond contradiction. That is indeed eternal life. And the overcoming, if you will, my brothers and sisters, the deceptions of this world. Time we understand. We say lives matter. Did we forget, my brothers and sisters, that lying, contradicting words kill? Have we sought the Most High sufficiently enough that we do not lie, that we do not murder, that we do not deceive, that we do not, if we can, do what we can, leave a soul, my brothers and sisters, subject to hasty, haughty, self-righteous, and selfishly ambitious conclusions that only work to destroy? Have we loved one another and loved Yah enough to be found worthy, my brothers and sisters, unto a kingdom wherein all seek the truth, that none, my brothers and sisters, fall short? Or have we been more concerned about simply winning what they call debates in this world? My brothers and sisters, debates which at the end of the day, because they offer no victory unto an absolute, our brothers and sisters, have still been only vanity. I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters, what matters to Babylon. My brothers and sisters, it is a system unto maintaining confusion. In fact, that is its life's blood. So we have to ask a question. If we say lives matter, how much do we realize, my brothers and sisters, that if lives matter, we must transcend the lies that murder? I mean, we sit back and talk about the idea. I hear people saying, okay, we can say lives matter. For what, my brothers and sisters? Shall we say that men should live simply to argue forever and their variant misconceits to preserve blinded, short-sighted misopinions? I told you, my brothers and sisters, man was created as an anointed being. And by the spirit that teaches all things, no lie in it, man should always have been concerned with a great love for the truth that pleases Yah. As a servant unto the Most High, a steward of all the beauty the Most High would create, has created, and will. But my brothers and sisters, man, what does the scripture say? If you love me, keep my commandments. Love my commandments. Love my instruction. Love my conscience. Now ask the Father for the spirit of truth. When man began to despise the greater will of the Most High and his carnal mind, enmity against the law, the order of the Most High, he departed from the spirit. And now, my brothers and sisters, the only opportunity man has to regain that spirit is to learn a love for reasoning beyond what is common to the experience of carnal-minded men. How many will understand this, my brothers and sisters? Well, I told you before, the adversary is always done. Whenever the Most High is established and they're sought to establish or establish in the earth a standard, men have sought to, men used as vessels for deception. Have sought to dissuade men from the standard the Most High declared eternal. And the end result, my brothers and sisters, has been man functioning after the deceitfulness of an unstable world. How many of us, my brothers and sisters, understand what the judgment of this world should be? That life truly, my brothers and sisters, justice truly is given the true honor that it deserves. Shall vessels be preserved, my brothers and sisters, who have no pursuit nor love of the truth? 2 Thessalonians says, watch out for the intrusion of the principalities and powers. How about this Babylonish misrepresentative system? It says, my brothers and sisters, Messiah must come to destroy the wicked. Have you ever stopped to consider, my brothers and sisters, the lawlessness that we see as a result of intrusions after mindsets not true to the Most High, double-mindedness, having no desires to exceed the misconceits and the misallegiances of this world? Think about what the book of Jacob says, double-minded man, and let him not think he receive anything from Yah. Many of my brothers and sisters, man must given to the Most High a genuine, true oath. To seek the Most High beyond all contradiction, for all contradiction is double-mindedness. All contradiction, my brothers and sisters, is instability. All contradiction, my brothers and sisters, is a lie. If we call upon the name of the Most High, we must seek Him for all that is His word, such as the nature, my brothers and sisters, of why. You should ask the Most High for His Spirit, for the gift of genuine discretion.
90.
Looks like I'm going to have to give myself a bit more time tonight. I just begun to touch upon so much that needs to be touched upon tonight. If I don't relate as much as I would like, this may have to be part of a continuing series. I thank the Most High for the opportunity in the days to come to do so. Because as we prepare for Passover, my brother, I said, as we prepare for Passover, we must discern, my brothers and sisters, what indeed is the word of deliverance. I want you to hear, my brothers and sisters, you know, I listen to the phrases that many make. Many making statements, my brothers and sisters. But the question I ask is, how many understand what they have spoken? Messiah said once to the Samaritan woman, he said, "You speak what you know not." So many, many things and precepts men have spoken, my brothers and sisters, but have they understood fully what is entailed in the statements they made? The Most High told me to know what is said and not know why it is said is a missed point. We have to understand. Do we dare to believe, my brothers and sisters, that the Savior cares not, or it doesn't make a difference, or is it not important to Him? The perceptual hope for peace in life is if, hey, whether one believes the truth or a lie, dare men say that it makes no difference to Him who already declared, my brothers and sisters, that salvation is by faith in Him? Is it faith in Him that we believe that He is what? Polytheistically contradictive, confused after the varying ideals of men. Think about it. That's what the heathen would have you to believe. Like I said, Most High has already said that it would be one anointed after the spirit of one who brings deliverance to this world. But this world has always sought to compel men to believe that the Savior is anointed after the spirit of many. Diverse, contentious contradictions of many, rather than the will of one. And my brothers and sisters, until we discern beyond all this mass of misrepresentation, we have not believed Him. He is the word of life, the word of Yah, the word of truth, the word beyond contradiction. So how dare men say, my brothers and sisters, they believed in Him, when a word beyond contradiction they have not heard? Time we awaken, my brothers and sisters, to hear again, be willing to hear again, the return of the genuine wisdom that is the gospel, that the scripture says Messiah Himself must return to again speak, to open the eyes of the blind, to release the captives, for the sake of the brothers and sisters, the most humble and diligent soul. We have to understand, my brothers and sisters, we have to understand that all the false gods of Babylon, this world of misrepresentation, hate was the only hope for life and the only hope, my brothers and sisters, for peace. The gods of Babylon, this world of confusion, despise what is an absolute. Blessed are they, therefore, my brothers and sisters, who still yet would understand what is meant. The scriptures tell us in Romans 15:4, whatever is written of all, whatever and all that is written of old is for our learning, that we through patience and faith in the scriptures might have hope. We all be like-minded. In fact, my brothers and sisters, even bringing all nations obedient to both word and deed. Need to read 15:4 through 15:18 of Romans and understand, my brothers and sisters, what must be the eventuality But Babylon is a carnal system. Everyone, like I said, mostly pleased and seeking to be appeased after their own design and the short-sightedness of their own mind, caring not at all for a word beyond our contradiction, caring nothing for what ultimately pleases Yah, but only for the preservation of his many forms of confusion, seeking the right. Yes, my brother says, even seeking to call it a right to exude misconceit in the world unto the destruction of many. No reverence, no respect, no mercy, but yet expecting mercy to be preserved where there is no love of the truth. My brothers and sisters, all this is must, when men seek to preserve all these differences of opinion, it's only the preservation of the snares of death and the mechanisms of destruction. All that matters of Babylon, my brothers and sisters, is that the veil that blind and cover the eyes of all the nations, never to see the righteousness of Yah, always to worship after some shorter path perception. Like I say, all that matters to Babylon, my brothers and sisters, that none discerns what indeed does matter. Like I say, I've heard the statement, Black Lives Matter. Big movement going on with that title now. You know, I'm amazed at this. Many have said, as black people in this country have a purpose, especially as an oppressed people, to say that we should be the moral conscience of this nation. Moral conscience. My brothers and sisters, how can we be a moral conscience when we choose, like those who would blind us, not to give consideration of all the Most High has spoken, that we only seek justice after the definition set by those who brought us here and oppressed and disenfranchised us, to cause us to feel that we had attained to what? Liberty and freedom? Because we abide in their blinded, irreverent injustice? Remember I told you before, no political system is viable unto the restoration and the healing of a people, my brothers and sisters, the Most High will consecrate unto holiness. Think about it. There have been many occasions, my brothers and sisters, that the rulers of the nations never desired that men recognize the Most High has planned and already established a place wherein his people consecrated unto holiness must be regathered, that they establish a holy nation. Because understand, what it means if people realize that a holy nation must be established in this earth, my brothers and sisters, wherever are that people, should their ideas spread to the rest of the populace, many will realize, my brothers and sisters, that the standards they'd upheld among the nations had never been viable. Woe to those who, my brothers and sisters, who believe because they are of a particular worldly allegiance, the kingdom of Yah not yet come, that if they believe because they are part of any of these present nations, political organizations, or for that matter, brothers and sisters, denominations in the earth today. If a man believes that he is true to all the Most High requires after any of these systems and never speaks the whole truth, my brothers and sisters, he is grossly mistaken. I speak oftentimes on this show and on my website about articles like the Secret City Prophecies, articles like Prophetic Proof, Early Church Origin, The Forgotten Mutual Expectation, Tribulation 7-365 AD, all these things relating that Messiah must come to expose the confusion that men have called life, but was only lies. When the scriptures talk about we should watch out for the intrusion of the principalities and powers, and the scriptures tell us in 2 Thessalonians, the verses that are in Isaiah 11, it says he comes and he will destroy the wicked. How about expose the pretense? It means, my brothers and sisters, every intrusion of misconceit that men have dared to say deserves the right to exist against divine order, all such seduction must cease, my brothers and sisters. I said it must cease, that there finally be on earth peace. Men say all lives matter. My brothers and sisters, I want you to understand, it sounds like hard word, but it's true. Isaiah 40 says the Most High will count whole nations as if they were nothing. Why? What did Messiah say? I make no request for the worldly, but those who would receive his word. He said he made no request for those, my brothers and sisters, who would not learn the way of life, and in their lack of knowledge could only deceive. He said he made no request. Isaiah 30 says the same. No request for mercy for those who had no desire, my brothers and sisters, to be discipled unto divine order. For such as this, my brothers and sisters, could only perpetuate misorder. My brothers and sisters, life matters. We must understand life is a consciousness, the pursuit of a consciousness that in no way, my brothers and sisters, contradicts or stands against the perfect will of Yah. But there are those who say that we should be a moral conscience. My brothers and sisters, the people who should be a moral conscience must all have a great love of the truth. I find it amazing that, a lot of people say that our people are easily exploited because not finding value just simply in being people of color. Some have said in this system, many are exploited because we seek to find a sense of identity in things, personal wealth, prestige before men. Our brothers and sisters, what has honor before the Most High, worth before the Most High? Our brothers and sisters, the soul that finds precious the words of the Most High, being directed unto all that pleases Him. Moral conscience, our brothers and sisters, I've heard some even go as far as say, as the moral conscience of this country, we should cause this country to function after the fullness of its ideals. My brothers and sisters, did you hear me? I say that a pluralist, polytheist system is never viable and never could be viable under the manifestation of a faithful and holy people. My brothers and sisters, holiness is not defined. Salvation is not after the multitude of contradictions that men call wise. Salvation is not after a multitude of contradictions. It is a gift of understanding, of faith and faithfulness that must come from Him who is, in fact, in all things, one. My brothers and sisters, do all opinions, all lies, all aberrant desires and designs and imaginations, vanities, do they all matter, my brothers and sisters? Do they all have worth? Is every opinion under life, my brothers and sisters? Is every opinion, my brothers and sisters, under peace? Is the preservation of contradiction, my brothers and sisters, confusion? Or is it, my brothers and sisters, hate against an absolute? Which one is it? The Shema, the utmost command of all, said again, my brothers and sisters, demand that we seek the Most High, that we do not deceive, harm, or in any way defile the holy name. And that, my brothers and sisters, we do not murder. When the scriptures tell us, you shall not kill, it means you shall not murder. Remember the scriptures before it. It said, you shall not take his name in vain. You shall not call upon his name. After any perception, my brothers and sisters, any idea that does not complete his will. You shall not call upon his name, my brothers and sisters, to preserve any form of contradiction. You shall not call upon his name, and my brothers and sisters, serve after the designs of another. We must seek Yah for all that He requires. And I know the first thing the Most High told me when He first began to tell me that I had to speak for Him, the first thing that came out of my mouth is, Father, teach me how not to lie. How is it, my brothers and sisters, that most don't quite get that? For having experienced the touch of His Spirit, I knew, my brothers and sisters, that in His presence,
There is no lie. Where is that pure and perfect light? There's no place for the confusions, the contradictions of darkness. There's no place for the soul of man to be satisfied with any form of misconceit or lack of knowledge that leaves his soul, mind, vulnerable in any way. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? To leave any mind or soul vulnerable in any way, after any form of misconceit, that could cause him to mislead another. In other words, my brothers and sisters, the soul compelled after the spirit unto the purpose of life cannot be satisfied till the truth is known. I want you to hear, my brothers and sisters, eternal life, I said again, is not the gift of this world's systemic contradictions. We have to ask then, my brothers and sisters, what then does this system treasure? Is it life or life? Is it lies or life? Better said. Colossians 2nd, beware lest any man beguile you after the princes of the world and not after Yah. For you've been baptized in him, so you must be led by him. Beware lest any man after his carnal mind is your judge or your teacher regarding the which is a proper meat and drink, the beginning of the month, the feast days, and the Shabbat. My brothers and sisters, I said before, Messiah said, no man come to the Father lest he come through by him. We must discern the words of the Most High that are to be preserved in the times we call the feasts and the Sabbaths, and the new moons of the Most High. Or else, my brothers and sisters, in those very self-same days we preserve the word of those who have us to remain a contradiction against life itself. Even continually, my brothers and sisters, unto casting down the curses of demise from generation to generation. Scripture says, in the last days, all they who call upon the name of the Most High shall be delivered. It says to a remnant whom the Most High himself has called. I find it amazing that some, I think about Isaiah 45 sometimes. It's called Messiah, also the first and the last. And there are those who call that a blasphemy. They do not understand, my brothers and sisters, that Messiah is called the instrument after which that which the Most High declared from the beginning must become the eventuality. And since Messiah is the instrument that brings this fundamental ideal to actuality and full manifestation as the instrument of the Most High, then men must seek discipline unto the Most High through him. Those who would deny, my brothers and sisters, that instrumentality have also denied the Most High. Rishon va'acharon, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. The scripture says, blessed are they who keep his commandments, they may have a right to the tree of life. My brothers and sisters, only those who seek that which is the constant will of Yah, the Messiah comes to restore again in the earth, have the hope of life. But there are those who believe that after their own imaginations, they believe that they can simply come to the Father fully unto him without the expectation, my brothers and sisters, or just presuming that they are already wise, without the expectation unto wisdom, full wisdom, presuming that what the orientations that they have already been life. Just believe, my brothers and sisters, these contradictions we see in this world are already life and peace. It's far from faith in Yah, because he is not the massive contradiction that this world presents. It's time we understand. The polytheist beastly irrationality that we see among the nations, my brothers and sisters, is not life. Blessed are they who are humble enough to surely discern this. Satanic system, let's go and be for real about it. And the desire of the adversary, my brothers and sisters, no man attains life. And no man escapes the murderous snares of misconceit that the adversary has planted, that men not discern their iniquities. You know, it's amazing that men feel oftentimes feel because they don't discern their iniquity, they have no fault.
Messiah, cause my brothers and sisters to cause men to consider what they had not considered. That they might have life, and the scripture says, blessed are they who will hearken to his report, his testimony. I'm talking about Isaiah 52:15-53:1. The apostle Shaul said, I know nothing of which I am guilty, but I might not be right in this. For the judge is still, ultimately, he says, Messiah who bears the name of the Most High will cause men to consider all those things they had not considered. And then shall every man know how to praise and honor Yah. What about a man, my brothers and sisters, refuse to consider what must again be considered? Have they honored Yah? Or have they worshipped or seeking to for comfort, self-righteousness, self-appeasement, after the fatal flatteries of a devil? Which one? Either man seeks all that is divine will, my brothers and sisters. I said either man seeks all that is divine will, or he seeks the designs of the deviant. It's time we understand. So what are those who call evil good and good evil? Isaiah 5th chapter says it. Malachi 3rd says it. Because the rulers have turned around and told the people that everyone who walks in his own evil way is somehow still good in the sight of the Most High, and he delights in such. As if, my brothers and sisters, those who are preserved, how about an incomplete, therefore evil? Immature, therefore evil. Hey, and not according to fullness of divine design. As if all those, my brothers and sisters, who would defend their hasty conclusions are true to the purpose of Yah. No, my brothers and sisters, I say again, we are told to seek the Most High constantly, that no one is an obstacle against the awakening of another soul. But there are those so selfish in their carnality that they have no concern for the absolute will of Yah. They're blinded by their own selfish ambition and their own lusts, that they have no love in their heart. And even my brothers and sisters, they go as far as to say that if any man reproves the selfish, fleshly designs of those who would not be disciplined before the Most High, they call it hate, because they're not allowed. They will not be allowed in the judgment to defile the name of the Most High. And then my brothers and sisters, they shall not enter into his rest. Now, think about it. Hebrews 3rd says to a people who will not know his ways, how about my brothers and sisters, will not be true to his ways, will not enter into his peace. But there are those, my brothers and sisters, who would constantly disrupt and seek to dissuade the minds of others against the way beyond contradiction, against the way of genuine life, and believe that they have a right to do so, when the truth of the matter, no man has a right to deceive, dissuade, or in any way enslave another mind. In fact, the scriptures say, if any man causes his brother to be foolish against even the least of what's contained in the law and the prophets, he is guilty even under hellfire. You shall not enter into the kingdom of Yah. Read 5:14-25 of Matthias and truly understand. But there are those, my brothers and sisters, who feel like they're standing up for right because they stand up for the thoughts and ideals of those who never sought to fully function after divine anointing and divine plan. When their unbelief, my brothers and sisters, would preserve, if they could, the rationality. Do all such lives, my brothers and sisters, I said, do all such lives of those who have no intent to uphold truth, will they, my brothers and sisters, in the judgment matter? I've said it before on this show. I've seen the judgment when the Most High says he wants to see the beauty in this world that from the beginning he intended. My brothers and sisters, I saw it rolling forth like a tsunami. I saw it rolling forth like, I could say rolling clouds. And I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, what before it may have been corruption, but after it was only beauty. And my brothers and sisters,
The will of men seeking to preserve a habitat for destruction, corruption, and illusion will not halt, my brothers and sisters, what the Most High desires to see in the day, my brothers and sisters, when he says he wants the restoration, the restitution of all things according to his design and desire. He's looked upon, my brothers and sisters, ugliness after the misconceit of those who have no desire to see true beauty and refinement in the earth. My brothers and sisters, the Most High has promised for those who desire his ways that the beauty of which I speak shall again be manifest in the earth. Blessed are those, my brothers and sisters, who desire the peace, the beauty, the art of the Most High intended. Blessed are they who put their trust in him. Metanoia, my brothers and sisters, Nachem, words related again as repentance and comfort. Unto what, my brothers and sisters, shall men repent? Unto what shall they be appeased and pleased? Shall it be after the multitude of their varying ideals? Or shall it be, my brothers and sisters, only possible after the will of one? If you look at Isaiah 40th to 41st chapter, it talks about the coming of that one whom the Most High himself raises up, called him the righteous one, likened to the rising sun, suddenly cast out the darkness, reveals the light the world would obscure, and exposes all those who would hide the way of light, life, and peace from you. The word of light, my brothers and sisters, and life. Again, the scripture says, has no variableness, nor shadow of changing. 1:17, Jacob, they called it James. What does the political system seek to preserve? Is the pure word of Yah? Does it have any respect for it at all? Or does, you know, can it be, my brothers and sisters, the politicians' only concern? Is to appease as many of the compromised minds we see on this earth as are in their respective nations as possible. So the Most High be pleased with this dissuasion, this contradiction, this deception. I say, think again. Like I said, 1 Corinthians said, in the name of the Most High, 1 chapter 1:10-11, in the name of the Most High, we must all speak the same thing, no lie in it. Same thing, my brothers and sisters. Same understanding, same comprehension. Like-minded. Same understanding. Is that what a political system desires? I played it before, I could play it again, but this time I'm not going to. Just got a few minutes left. One of your leaders recently said that in a political system there will always be debate. My brothers and sisters, perpetual debate and contention, whereby men think that they are wise after partial perspectives. Compromised perspectives was never life, my brothers and sisters. Never pleasing unto Yah, nor shall it ever be. Two-party system, my brothers and sisters, where there always will be debate, is something that must give way to the day of pure and perfect light. For the scripture says the day comes, Isaiah 16:12, when the pure perfect light again is revealed, the word beyond contradiction is again revealed. Even the nation, my brothers and sisters, that will not walk according to that pure, perfect word shall perish. It's time we understand the reality, my brothers and sisters. I only got a few minutes left. I want to say that men have argued for the carnal rights offered by the system. They argue while continue being beguiled after the system wherein there's no favor for the truth, perfect truth. Men say it's an impediment against their personal rights. And in such a system, my brothers and sisters, where there's none to intercede for the perfect will of Yah,
there's no Savior. And not knowing what indeed is right, my brothers and sisters, in righteousness unto life, many are deceived. Did we forget, my brothers and sisters, scriptures tell us that Messiah must come to rise above all this misconceit, to show the world again the way of life. And if your leaders did not prepare you for one who will reprove and rebuke all this confusion, if they didn't prepare you for the one, my brothers and sisters, who brings again the pure, perfect word of life that is the gospel, if they caused you to believe the Messiah somehow says that men have believed in him who want to, let's just say, call it love to preserve contradictions that he is not. If anybody can believe such a thing, my brothers and sisters, it's not Yah who is believed and he is believed. It's not Yah who is where he is worshipped. My brothers and sisters, the damning misconceits of devils will tell men that they have to love everyone's hasty conclusions, irrationalities, and misopinions. My brothers and sisters, if man seeks to preserve every false word, where does the truth have a place to reside? Or shall men say the kingdom of Yah shall be inhabited by the intrusions of those who have no love of the truth? Read 2 Thessalonians closely and understand. Man must discern what the Most High declared from the beginning of the eternity, for that alone is the way of life. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this is Adam Yah, Covenant Remembrance Ministries, under his might, his honor, and his praise always. Thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. Hallelujah! Check out that website of mine, my brothers and sisters. Find out how you can be constituent in the works and designs and desire of a ministry that genuinely works for the restoration, the healing of our people, the reconciliation of our people under the ancient premise of eternal life beyond worldly contradiction that from the beginning man was created to be. As the Most High told me, he is now active to bring it all that he declared to bear. For this is what, these are the lyrics to a song that he allowed me to hear upon awakening one morning. And I knew indeed, my brothers and sisters, after that night of drills, I call the night drills concerning his word, that he wants now to see all that he declares brought to bear. And blessed are they who will seek to see and be satisfied with nothing less.
Perfect.
Nope.